Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm so excited. You guys know I've interviewed so many housewives on this show before, but there's one that has escaped Everything Iconic until now, and her name is Karen Huger. She's here today. Karen, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic now that I'm with you, Danny.
Karen,
I love you.
You're my absolute favorite. And I'll tell you, I always feel like with housewives, you know, we change on a dime. Fans on the show, sometimes we love someone, sometimes we don't like someone. But you're someone that I am incredibly loyal to. And you're the only housewife amongst all the franchises where I feel like, you know what? I love her regardless of anything she does in that program because she's the best.
Well, I love that. You know what? You can call me out too, Danny. That's what makes this journey on the housewives for me so real, and I love it. I'm not perfect, but I'm damn good, Danny.
And Karen, the show you're on is damn good too, and I'm so excited because the premiere ratings were fantastic. I think it's really the best franchise going right now. Are you guys excited? Do you feel like fans of the show have just sort of really rallied behind it?
The fans have really rallied behind us. They've been with us through this entire journey. They've been calling out everyone saying, look, if you're sleeping on Potomac, wake up, honey, wake up, because they are it. And, you know, I'm grateful for this love and affection that and support that the fans have given us over six seasons.
Yeah. And are you amazed that, or maybe you can answer, why do you think that your franchise in particular has had the least amount of turnover? So many OGs are still with the show. Why do you think that is?
You know, we are a unique brand in that we truly are everyday walk of life housewives. Really, we are. If you look at the OGs, you know, even I'll give Giselle her props. She was a wife. And we all, you know, raise our children in this community. So there is a real connection right from the jump. And that, to me, is success for a housewife. And RHOP still has that.
Yeah. And all of you are very open about your relationships, not only with each other, but in your personal relationships. You and Ray have been so wonderfully open on the show. Has that ever made you nervous to expose some of the sort of cracks? And of course, you guys have gotten through it, but has that ever made you a little stressed out, I should say?
Of course, Danny. Yeah. Come on now. I'm only human, but how I choose to, you know, make it through it, that's what reality is about. That's what I signed up for when I became a housewife. So that is part of my truth. And as long as I give my reality, I'm going to win. Good, bad, or indifferent, there are going to be ups and downs. But that's what makes this work for Ray and I on the reality platform.
Are you nervous at all about I know it's not called a vow renewal, but are you nervous about the alleged curse?
Absolutely not. Let me tell you what I feel, Danny. Honestly, this is my 25th year of marriage. I've been with Ray for 28. I'll say this. If it's going to fail, it's going to fail anyway. So, honey, I am not skipping my vow renewal at 25. I just think it has nothing to do with the actual act. It's the people involved in the relationship.
Okay, now I want relationship advice. 28 years together. Like, what advice do you have for people who are in a new relationship?
You know what? I say enjoy where you're at in your new relationship, which, by the way, is euphoria for you right now. You're so in love. You're so excited. You got the butterflies. I remember that. But honey, those euphoric feelings go in and out of the window. So once they do, what is at the core of your relationship? And you've got to be best friends. I am best friends with Raymond. He is my heartbeat. He's my other heartbeat. The kids are the other two.
I should also say my euphoria is gone. I've been with my boyfriend for over 11 years now. So it's, there's ups and downs. You know, my mom used to tell me something. She used to say, when you're thinking of a long-term relationship, there are good years and there are bad years. And you just have to know that, because if you're thinking of a lifetime together, there's going to be some that are not so good, where you're maybe disconnecting on whether it be money or whatever it is. But if you're in it for the long haul, there's just going to be good years and bad years. And so I always think of that if we're, you know, we've had some good years lately, the past few years, but you know, I'm prepared if there does come a bad year, if that makes
sense. Just dig in deep, because you know, my mother used, I love it that you said what your mother told you. And my mother said to me, she reminded me when Ray and I hit that patch, my mother, God rest her soul, was with us at that time. When we had the biggest challenge in our marriage a few seasons back with Ray's business situation. And she reminded me quite simply, she says, you remember when you brought him home? I said, what? She said, you told us, because there was an age difference and my mother was not feeling it. You told me, I got to have him, Mom. I just got to have him. I love him so much. She says, you got him now. Work with him. Stick with him. He's a good one. So I got him, the good, the bad, you know, the trials, the joys outweigh all of that. And especially when you go through something, Danny, if you make it through it, the after sex is great.
Right.
Okay, that's too personal, but yes.
No, that's true.
But it's very, very true. It's good for a healthy relationship. You're blushing, Danny. You're in love.
No, I love my guy. I mean, you mentioned best friends too, and I feel like I to this day, 11 plus years later, I like hanging out with them. Like, I have fun. We could just be sitting around on the couch and I'm having a good time. Like, so I think it's important. Friendship is so important. And speaking of friendship, I got to talk about the friendships on your show with the other women.
Please do. I'm so excited to talk about all of the ladies.
I want to start with Dr. Wendy. Because I love Dr. Wendy, and last season was really stressful for me because the two of you were sort of at odds, and I'm so happy to see, it looks like the two of you are on a better track. Why do you think you weren't quite on the same page last season?
The viewers saw it. You know, I don't think Giselle wanted Wendy and I to connect. And, you know, Giselle's great at keeping people at odds, okay? And Wendy was new to the group, so Wendy and I are grown women, and what we decided to do was press the reset button and get to know each other individually this year. And I'm so glad to take the viewers on that journey. It's a powerful journey of women getting to know each other, but really being there for one another when their back's against the wall. That even happens this season, so stay tuned.
Wow. It seems to me, just watching the show, we can see it, but also from hearing interviews with so many of the ladies, it seems like she's always stirring the pot. And I wonder if you've known her for so long, is that just who this person is? Or is that for the TV show? Is it a mix of both?
I've known Giselle for over a decade. And I have to say, in my opinion, it's a mixture of both. It's a little TV. It's Giselle too, you know. She's great TV. And good for her, but this, you know, stirring the pot, and especially in such a close-knit pocket of women who I love very much and I'm in a really great place with, I just can't allow that to go on anymore in that fashion. So, because it's not healthy. There are other ways to, and you have to ask yourself, Danny, why does one stir the pot? It's called deflection. Normally, you don't want people looking at you personally. And I feel Giselle stirs the pot, so we really don't get to know Giselle. She'd rather it focus on moi or anyone else, you know? And I get that, but she's damn good TV. And I don't mind going toe-to-toe.
I mean, the two of you have the best frenemy relationship on television. It's just so, so good. And I never want it to end. But also watching it, being such a fan of you and Dr. Wendy now, and seeing Giselle go after Dr. Wendy, it stresses me out. And
I'm so sorry, Danny, but you're going to have to bear you've only seen the tip of the iceberg. I'm at a loss for words for what you're in store for this season. But know that I do my best as, you know, the mature one in the group to, you know, empower the women to help Giselle. Maybe Giselle can't help herself, and we have to turn that mirror on Giselle and have her look at herself and see why she's attacking her friend and her soror, Dr. Wendy. So not necessary at all. But, you know, again, a means of deflection.
Do you think Robin sees the messiness and just sort of turns a little bit of a blind eye, or what do you think the situation is there? Because sometimes I feel like Robin, as her friend, should maybe call her out on some of the stuff.
Well, you know, Robin's a ride or die. you know, I joke a lot about Robin, but I'm okay with Robin. You know, I don't know how Robin is with me, but I'm okay with Robin. But I'll say this, to a fault, she is such a good friend. And in this particular instance with Giselle, she has said that even if she's wrong, she's going to ride for her. So she's a ride or die, which could take her to a burning crash. Because at some point, you know, we are all calling Giselle out, by the way. All of the ladies, all of my friends are calling her out for, you know, being messy, except for Robin. And you got to really love and respect Robin for being such a good friend. But where does it stop? And because Robin has so much to offer. She's so funny. And she's such a good person, really. But, you know.
Okay. I'm loving seeing Robin open up about her mental health stuff this season. Yes. I mean, I know it's only been an episode, but I think it's a really powerful thing that so many of us went through throughout that time. Candace, where are you and Candace at?
You know, Candace and I had I didn't have a very difficult meeting. Candace had one with me last season, and I had to respect that. And as a grown woman, I did. She didn't agree with my choices about not choosing between she and Monique. So I knew whatever I thought we had was not strong enough. It was not strong enough because I cared about Candace as well. So we are at a place now of gaining new perspective on where we go from here, because it's going to have to be about respect and rebuilding trust on both sides.
Right, right. You mentioned Monique. How are you and Monique? I know you get this question a lot. Are you guys good? And do you know anything about what happened with T'Challa?
Danny, thank you for asking about Monique. You know, again, I said it on Wendy's show, I'm not a fair weather friend, but I'm a grown woman. I know how to separate RHOP from my girlfriend. And decisions were made that I and all of us need to respect by the Samuels and just move on. I have done that, and I'm able to check in on Monique on a regular, but it's totally isolated from what I do on RHOP. Totally different set of friends. T'Challa, unfortunately, I did call her once he passed, and it was devastating. She is devastated. And, you know, I'm glad I'm able to be there for her because we all need friends, you know. And I'm glad that I don't let anyone influence my choices of friends. But do I mix oil with water? No, I don't, Danny. Mm-hmm. I don't.
What about the other women, like Katie or Charisse? Do you still keep in contact with the two of them?
You know, I in contact with Katie's mom. I see her, you know, out at the restaurants together. I've not seen Katie lately, but I follow her on social media. She's doing wonderful. Charisse just celebrated a birthday. I've not seen her in forever. I think it's her birthday today, Danny. We need to wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Charisse.
Absolutely. I am, would I say Charisse and I are friends? No. That has passed. But I'm always hopeful and open. I'm not one to just close the book on people, you know. I'm always hoping.
You know, the situation with Candace and Monique last season, I wonder, going into the new season, was that still sort of lingering, or did you feel like you all got closure on that?
Are you kidding, Danny?
I knew
that. It's at the very core of the beginning of the season, and rightfully so. You know, it's one thing for someone to leave a platform and close the chapter, but, you know, feelings were still hurt. Pain was still there. So, yes, that was certainly, you know, lingering. It had a lingering effect. But did we work through it? Did we work past it? Absolutely. There's a whole new fantastic season. And that's what I find incredible about being a housewife. So goes on. You know, we evolve. And Mia.
Mia, you brought on Mia, and I love her.
I love her.
Mia. Tell me about Mia. Did you guys really know each other, or was it like a producer was like, hey, meet each other before the show?
We met through a business associate. I love it that you asked me, and I said, that's my canned response. But I will say this, Steve. It was genuinely authentic connection from jump. We, our first meal together, we had tears. We cried together. Yeah. So, you know, we weren't boohooing in public, but we had so much in common. And you guys will see that genuine relationship. And I hope that you all get to see that I encourage each woman to get to know her, because I've been on their individual basis. You know, take her in, not because I brought her in, judge her by what she brings. And she brings it all. And she walks in her authentic truth. And I love that.
She looks like a classically great housewife to me. I mean, that math scene when she was trying to figure out the math, like, I love that. Was when I was on board. I was like,
okay, I love that. And that was genuine. And I said this, can you imagine walking into a room, six powerful women, and they're all dissecting you? I've been mad at 1+1. I'm sorry. I'm like, come on, baby, you can do it. You can do it. But at the same time, every instance when I took Mia in, I knew she could stand on her own. So I leaned back and let her handle that, you know, and I'm very confident in what she'll bring this play.
Does she get into it with Candace? Is that what we see in the trailer? Who does she kind of like not get along with?
You know, everyone's going to try the new girl. Come on now. So she has her moments with everybody. I would say, Mia, don't be mad. Here's some tea, Danny. I think a little bit of everybody, she has a moment. She'll go in. And it's not blow up crazy, but yeah, she has a moment because, one, I'm bringing her in, Danny. Come on. I've not bought anyone in 6 years. So they're like, who is she? And what I found astonishing, I certainly did not protect Mia. I told her to get to know each woman on her own. And when she said that she thought Giselle had a good heart, I was like, stay around for 5 minutes, baby. And it didn't even take that because right at Wendy's dinner, the viewers saw her call her a bitch. And she had not met Mia. So I was like, next. One thing I do know, Danny, is I know Giselle.
Yeah. And Karen, let me just, I need to stop you and say, this is why Potomac is so good, because there are layers. There are different dynamics amongst every duo.
Oh my God.
We got to take a quick break here. Before we do, I want to say, please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And we have Everything Iconic merch available at everythingiconic.store. I want to thank Acast. If you want all the episodes of Everything Iconic, just go to acast.com/everythingiconic. And we'll be right back with more Karen Huger. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. You mentioned Giselle, and I got to ask about that dinner, like the fiery box and the sing sing. Like, what exactly did all of that mean? I loved it, but what did it mean?
Well, you know, Danny, I have been hoping for Giselle and I, everyone, all the fans always ask us to bury it and get back together. But I've been holding out hope for that, and that hasn't happened. And actions speak louder than words, and you can't keep poking me the bear, and I won't poke you back. So that was very raw. It was very real. The hot box, you guys fill in the blank. But I was done being bullied. And you're not going to bully me at this point. And I could have fired back years ago. I just was hoping that the friend I knew a decade ago resurfaced. But if she's not, then I'll join her where she's at just for a moment, because I don't like the darkness of bullying and calling each other out, because I can give humor as well. And I'd rather have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But if I got to go in and duke it up, Annie, for a minute with a few words, I can handle that too.
You got to do what you got to do.
And I had to do what I had to do to get her off me. And I think by doing that, fortunately, I think I gained her respect, because she now knows that gone are the days. I mean, I could have done this years ago. I just didn't want to. So I'd stop right now if I were Giselle.
So this threat of like releasing information of you throughout the season, did you find that happened, or do you think you cut it off sort of at the head?
Look, Danny, what makes me really good is Giselle talks about me a lot. I am her object of attention, I think. I don't know. As far as Giselle spreading and sprinkling anything, I said this before, I am the author of my life. I walk in my truth. I own everything that's me. So therefore, all of the sprinkling, if you watch Giselle, historically through RHOP, has been sprinkling me all over each year. I think she sprinkled out Danny. There's nothing. And even if she came up with something, it probably would be a lie. And I'd handle that too. But she's great TV.
Do you think the Dr. Wendy stuff, relationship drama, do you think that was like a lie for TV and she thought she would kind of get away with it? Or did she, do you think it was coming from a good place?
Danny, you know, we got to stay tuned, but we all read the blogs. You know, I don't take the blogs and bring that to TV with, not in this group, because these are my friends, you know, and, you know, I bring so much more that I don't have to bring the blog with me. No disrespect, but I don't have to do that. And I think it was an act of desperation to bring this storyline, which had been in the blogs. It's not authentic. It's not genuine. It belongs to the blogs. But to bring it to this platform, another means of deflection. And, you know, unfortunately for me, Danny, I look at it like, when is it going to stop? You know, when will we get to a point with Giselle where she just stops coming after marriages? Right. You know, stop coming after the women she calls her friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, oh, and nor do I believe the blogs. I asked Wendy. And Wendy said that it's not true. So I'm going to believe Wendy. Yeah. But I don't mind as, you know, very sizzling blog either, you know, but I just don't use it as my storyline.
Sure. Ashley, I want to move on to Ashley and Michael. I don't understand, why does Michael keep filming the show?
What problem do you have with Michael continuing to film?
I mean, okay, where do we begin? I wonder... I would imagine if the sort of assault stuff or the grabbing of the tush, I would imagine the producers wouldn't love filming with him if that's what he goes around and does. Now, I don't know if he's grown and changed from that, but I would imagine they wouldn't like that. However, they on Angel Devil, they might like that he brings storyline and it's good for the show.
Right. But
what the thing that I'm most fascinated by is, like, he never comes across well, and just the psychology of, like, why does he keep filming? Like, I don't understand.
Well, let me say this. I respect marriages. You know that. He is Ashley's husband. My relationship with Ashley has evolved. It's grown really in a great place. But in order for me to get there, I had to look at Michael very closely. And I did so and chose to look at him closely as a father. And to see him as a new father, I don't know, you know, anything outside of that. But Michael, in my opinion, these children, the new babies, has had a great effect on him. It's touched him. It's changed him. So I'm hopeful that, you know, the Michael I've seen is shown this season and you know, as a loving and caring father. And maybe he can turn the page and move on.
And so do you think the two of them, they're in it for the long haul?
I would like to say Ashley certainly is in it for the long haul. I have never had a conversation with Michael, but I don't believe that he's not, or he could have been gone a long time ago. They're both in it together. They have a family, and I respect the family unit. And so I am just going to hang in the corner and be a support to Ashley, my friend, and wish her well.
Tell me about Macy Gray. I got to ask about your relationship with her. How did you guys meet? We love Macy Gray. How did that all come about?
Well, you know, Matt introduced Macy Gray and I. Didn't I just pop my lips? I love it. I met her through Matt, and we just kicked it off. We had a connection, and we have been friends now, God, going on almost 3.5-4 years. And I just love her. And it's a very genuine, genuine relationship. And you will see, I'll give you a teaser.
Okay.
You'll see Macy.
Oh, good. Good. I want to see her. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll see her. I'm not the editor, but she was there in the background.
Karen, one of my favorite Karen Huger moments is when you were on Watch What Happens Live and you said that Giselle's signature was her bad style. And it's flawless shade. And I wonder, do you think her style is on purpose?
At this point, I would have to say initially, no. But she'd be a fool not to brand herself off of being a bad. Look at it. Danny, I look at it this way. They call me the Grand Dame, right? When they first did that, I was like, that's not my name. My name is Karen. But it stuck. So I took it and I branded myself. And I went on with La Dame, the Grand Dame. So I don't know where Giselle is going with this, but this has been her MO for 6 years. So like, bad dress, Giselle. I don't know what we can do. What we can do, give me like a year or two to come up with something for it, you know, and I can brand her for this. But, you know, I think it's intentional because, you know, it doesn't get any better. And she can spend all the money in the world, Danny, and on labels, and it's still wrong. But bless her heart, she tries, primary colors and all. Yeah.
I don't know much about, you know, I'm not a fashion person either, but yeah, I wonder sometimes, and I know she gets a lot of heat for it, and it is comical at this point. I think even watching the premiere, a lot of people thought maybe at some point she'd bring in a different stylist or something.
Giselle is her own stylist. Don't put that out there that she has a stylist. That is so cruel, Danny. No, I have to stop you there. No.
Okay, you mentioned La Dame. What can we talk? Tell me what's to come with La Dame. Tell people about La Dame.
I'm so excited about La Dame. While we still have the fragrance, thank God, through the pandemic, we were able to stay in business. We know a lot of, you know, small businesses did not. And we're expanding in the fragrance industry. It smells really good, Danny. I can't wait to get you a sample.
I know. I need to get some. I need to get
yeah.
some.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you'll like, you know, I had a, I guess the men, my male fans called out to me and they're like, what are you going to do for us? And so this I did, like, it's like a unisex thing in the fragrance industry, which women can buy and enjoy and men can buy and enjoy.
Yeah, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer has a unisex fragrance that smells fantastic. I think now sort of the lines are, you know, the lines are different now. And so I think people...
it's not a unisex... Let me be right, very clear. It's not a unisex fragrance, Danny. It's a unisex project. Product which will appeal to either men or women.
Right. Karen, I got some questions from the Everything Iconic Patreon, but before I do, I ask every one of my guests these two silly questions. Your favorite Mariah Carey song, and if you were choosing for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose? You can't choose Ray.
I can't?
No, it's a rule. I mean, we know Ray's sexy, but we can't choose.
Hands down, it's Brad Pitt for me. I love Brad Pitt, especially from the younger movies. OMG. Okay. Yeah, as far as Mariah Carey's song, Shake It Off. I always shake it off.
A classic.
When the girls come, I shake it off.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm going to get to some of these questions real quick. I know I don't have you for long. Ravi Minglani, I hope I'm saying that name right, wants to know, what advice would you give season one, Karen?
Bet it. They'll see the whole you eventually. Don't give up. I mean, I was etiquette queen the first season and in a box. And now you see the whole picture 6 years later. 5 years later.
Right. Maggie Schultz said, Karen, I think you do the best job of calling out toxic males and their behavior on the show. Do you make a conscious effort to be empowering on the show? Is that something you think about?
You know, it's in my DNA. Everyone knows I am a survivor of rape. So I call it out as I see it. And yeah, it's probably just right at front of my head, my mind. When I see it, I call it out.
You know, you mentioned that. And I wonder if you've heard from a lot of people after sharing your story. I mean, not just with that, but with all sorts of stuff. What does it mean to you when you hear people who connect with those sides or those parts of you?
It's very empowering. I, you know, when I got on the platform, I said, my mother told me to keep my hands open. Don't worry about what someone's going to take away from it. Just be concerned what they may put into your hands. And by sharing my story, I've helped a lot of women empower themselves to take their life back over. Because when you are violated on that level, it is not your fault. And how dare they go on and live their lives and you live, you know, in the darkness. No, shatter the silence, you know. Shatter the violence, shatter all that was wrong with you, and just really take your life over. So I'm very honored that this platform allowed me to really early on share that story. And it has helped hundreds of women.
Is there anything you want to clear up from your time on the show that you want to tell listeners?
I don't think I have to. You know, I think I've grown up in front of everyone. I think a lot of people think you've grown at 30. Now, you stop living when you stop growing, and I'm still growing. So my life has spoken for itself on the platform, and I'm very honored to have shared it on Aloha.
Aloha La Candy has a little bit of a shady question for you, but I got to ask. Mm-hmm. I feel like Andy Cohen. Andy always has people write in questions, and they're always shady.
Yes, it's all good.
So this one is Queen and Karen. What do you think about Robin getting a PPP loan for $20,000? Does Bravo not pay her enough?
You know, I just heard about that. Robin did not share that with me. I'm glad that the PPP loans were there for people that needed it. And that was a personal decision Robin made with her business endeavors, and I wish her well.
Who do you think dresses the best? I'm sorry, I'm going back to the outfits. Who do you think dresses the best besides you?
I got to say, our new friend to the show, Ascala, kills it. I'm going to have to up my game. This girl brings it, okay? But you all have not met
her. Wait, she's a new, there's a new friend.
She's a friend to the show. Yes, yes. Her name is Ascala, and she's fabulous, and I really, really like her. She dresses to the nines. But if you talk about the women, Wendy upped her game this season.
Looks amazing.
Wendy dresses amazing this season. Not that she dressed poorly last season, but you can see the stark difference this season.
She said on social media that she told you all about the butt implants, but that they didn't air it. Do you remember her mentioning that?
I remember Wendy dishing it out in doses. And see, that's a mistake you can't make with the girls. You've got to just come out with all of it. Otherwise, it's going to drag. So she was so happy about happiness, she paused too long. But I did see her turn a tush and say, yeah, I did it. And if you look at the first episode, you catch it. You may catch it in the second episode. Watch that very closely at the dinner. She turns the tush around. How loud does she need to say, I've got a new ass, for you to hear it? I don't know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I know I got to let you go, so I just want to wrap this up by asking you, is there two or three nice things you could say about Giselle?
Everyone wants me to do that. I said from Andy. I have one thing to say. She has improved her dress with primary colors. You know, I can say this instead of two or three things. Actions speak louder than words, and I'm hopeful that Giselle's words will start to match her actions, because at the beginning of the season, you see us in a very dark place, okay? And I have to relive that right now in order to be honest with you, the viewer. But we did make a little progress. I'll give you the teaser. Mm-hmm. But a week later, she was on a Breakfast Club talking, we're all right for now. So I just hope that her actions start to match her words with all of us in this friendship, not just me.
Karen, I love you so much. I want to encourage everyone to buy La Dame. Go follow
Karen on
social media. Watch The Real Housewives of Potomac on Sunday nights. And honestly, people are all watching it now. The ratings are through the roof. But if you're not watching it, you need to tune in because it's the best, and go binge. Karen, thank you. Send my love to Ray. And hopefully we'll get to meet in person one of these days.
We will.
Yes. Be safe. Maybe BravoCon.
Oh, it's a date.